When you see him start to motor down, I got to motor down. Come out of it first and watch your hands, okay?
Blue 40!
We're in good shape. Keep rolling.
He's going to score! T.Y. Hilton, 70 yards! Touchdown, Reggie Wayne!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go, baby!
Hey, it's got to be all day now, right?
And the ball is stripped and recovered by the Colts.
Play as hard as you can. Play as fast as you can. Play as smart as you can. Be tougher than the man over you.
Colts win! Colts win! Colts win!
Welcome to Colts.com and the Colts Weekly Podcast. Here now with an in-depth conversation on the Colts is Kevin Bowen and the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Hello, Colts fans, and welcome back to another edition of our Colts Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Bowen, writer for Colts.com, joined by the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy. Bob, it feels great to finally talk about regular season games and, more importantly, talking about a regular season victory. Couple takeaways from the Oakland game before we dive into the Dolphins game. Great start, little lull there in the middle two quarters, but then when it mattered the most, timely drives, not only by the offense, but the defense coming up big.
Yeah, and even special teams, because the starting position for Oakland was not real good. They had Pat had two touchbacks, and the other two that were returned, they didn't get to the 20. And one punt returned for 5 yards. Boy, if you can take that every week. And then the return game, we didn't get a chance in the kick return game, but T.Y. had a 23-yard punt return. So all three phases had their moment the other day. And, you know, the lull, you got to give Oakland some credit.
Definitely.
They figured some things out, and they did some things differently in the second half. And, you know, that's the name of the game. You make some changes at halftime, and then you wind up, coming back in ball games. The incredible thing about this team over the last 17 games now, they've won 12, 8 of them in the fourth quarter. So Colts games are very seldom over. Mm-hmm. If you go to the game, plan on staying for 60 minutes because you never know.
It makes for some great theater.
Yeah, it sure does. And you don't want that every week. You'd like to have a 40-0 blowout, and that happens about once every blue moon. Yeah. So, you know, the Colts are going to play this way. They're going to be in 90% of the games. They're going to win their share and maybe more. But it sometimes isn't going to look pretty. And people, you know, you want to go out there and win 40-0. It just doesn't happen in this league.
It's life in the NFL. Yeah. Like you said, we saw it last week. Seattle beat Carolina, I think, 12-7. You know, those are teams that people think are at two ends of the spectrum. So definitely there's so much parity around the league, all 32 teams. Two guys I want to talk about, Bob, looking back on the Oakland game. It's a safety duo. Laron Landry, 15 tackles. Every time I looked up, it looked like number 30 was right around the ball. But how about the other guy? Number 41, Antoine Bethea. Last time that he's missed a start, Andrew Luck was a junior in high school. It's one of those things where you can pencil 41 in every week in the starting 11, and you know you're going to look at that stat sheet after the game. He's going to have double-digit tackles pretty much playing every play.
Yeah, I think he's fourth all-time in Colts history in tackles with over 800.
Yeah.
You imagine getting hit by people coming at you full speed 800 times.
Right.
Antoine and Laron, it brings back memories of Antoine and Bob Sanders. And Laron is a little bit bigger guy. He's probably going to stay healthy longer.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob was a hitter back there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put Hayden and Marlon Jackson. That was a great foursome. And now you add Vontae Davis and Greg Toler. And then you go to Darius Butler and Cassius Vaughn, and this is a deep secondary.
And Butler, Vaughn made so many huge plays last year for this
exactly.
team.
Exactly. And they're going to make plays this year. But Laron is a special player. I mean, people said, oh, he didn't work in training camp. He's going to be rusty. First guy that went over the middle at Oakland does not think he's rusty. Laron is he's a hard hitter. He knows where the ball is. He's a leader in his own way. He does it by example.
Right.
Antoine does, and then Antoine will talk. He's not a yeller.
No.
But when Antoine Bethea talks, you listen because he knows what he's talking about. That duo is going to be something to watch all season long. I hope they don't have to make 26 tackles every week. That means that people are getting into the secondary. You don't really want that. But a lot of those tackles came in the box, too, when you're trying to stop the run. And again, when you look at statistics, they'll tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah.
You can make – I do it all the time. Other people do it. You can make statistics tell the story you want told. When you look at the run game, we gave up 5.2.
Yeah.
The quarterback ran for 112. But then you look at the run game, and Darren McFadden is pretty darn good. They averaged less than 3 yards a carry.
He was option number one and
yes.
trying to stop him. Yeah.
And, you know, it's the defense was not as bad as it looked at times. The offense wasn't as good as it looked in the first two quarters, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, again, there's so much in the air surrounding that game. Look at Andrew's numbers, 18 of 23.
It's kind of a quiet day. I feel like no one's really talking about it.
74%. Yeah. You wanted an increase in percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. You wanted to take some of those interceptions and throw them away.
Yeah.
He did. This team, if we don't turn the ball over against Miami, knock on wood, that's my head, will establish a Colts record and possibly a league record. We're still checking on that. Four consecutive games without a turnover.
Yeah.
You say, oh, that's been done 100 times. It is so difficult to do. It has been done a lot fewer times than you think. Well, that takes the great combination of offense and defense. Andrew had a very, very good day.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you would change is 4 sacks. You don't want that. But again, Oakland gets sacks against everybody.
Yeah.
They were way up among the leaders last year. This is not a junior high team. Mm-hmm. These guys are good. And they know how to get to the quarterback. Team coming in, Miami knows how. But
Definitely. You
don't want the quarterback hit. But keep in mind that old saying that players will tell you day in and day out, they get paid on the other side too.
Exactly. And you still had 3 touchdowns on really 7 offensive drives.
Yep.
The eighth one was kind of a final kneel down. So I think when you look at that, very impressive day for the Colts offense. Moving ahead to this week, Bob, Pep Hamilton talked yesterday about getting Ahmad Bradshaw maybe a few more reps. T.Y. Hilton definitely looking for him. People, I think, a little bit are overreacting to the fact that T.Y. maybe didn't have 6-7 catches. You have so many weapons on this offense, and like we mentioned, where there was only 23 throws. You can't just spread the ball. Reggie had 8. DHB needs his. Dwayne Allen obviously had a big touchdown catch. So I think T.Y. plays are going to be there for him this year, maybe even on Sunday. We saw it last year against the Dolphins. He had a huge 36-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter to kind of take that lead. So I think people just kind of need to settle down, and T.Y. still impacted the game with a punt return, like you mentioned, and a big third-down catch on that final touchdown drive.
One word, matchup.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a matchup that favors whatever player it is,
whether
it's Dwayne Allen, whether it's Reggie, whether it's T.Y. That one last week wasn't favorable in that area. It was in others. There are going to be games where people are going to come out of the game and say, why didn't we throw to Reggie more?
Yeah.
It depends on what the other team is allowing you. You go against what they want you to do.
Yeah.
You try to take their stuff away. They're trying to take yours away. And you find the matchup that works. And, again, it almost seems lost in the shuffle. Colts are 1-0 for the first time in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a back-to-back home games for the first time in 21 years. That can't happen. It does, but you see other teams that seemingly open with 2 at home every other year, if not every year.
Right.
But it's a thing that the Colts, with these 2 home games, you got to take advantage of it. We did last week.
Yeah.
You can criticize, and there's a lot of criticism that's very fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fair. You got to protect the quarterback. You don't want him hit
Definitely.
4 times. And that's really a misnomer. He went down 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
He got hit more than that.
Right.
So you do not want that happening. But as the owner said and everybody else said, it's not the O-line by itself.
Yeah.
You got to have the backs. You got to have – and part of it is the receivers have to get open and get open quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes he didn't have time to go to the check down at all. The rushers were right on him. I look for improvement in a lot of areas this week. I think we'll protect the quarterback better. We've got to run the ball again. And, a lot of different things that we actually did. We averaged almost 5 yards a run last week.
Right.
And our quarterback didn't run. Well, he did run once.
Yeah.
They counted that last touchdown, but he's not Terrell Pryor.
the Dolphins' offense, pretty similar to what we saw last year. They added Mike Wallace, big-time free agent pickup out of the Steelers. Did lose Reggie Bush. Now, Wallace only had one catch last week, so you got to think that Ryan Tannehill is going to make it imperative to get him the ball. Tannehill playing in his college system, he had a pretty good rookie season. I think he kind of fell, you know, kind of under the radar a little bit, not the same as RG3 or Russell Wilson or even Andrew. So I think you will see a similar offense, but Tannehill's definitely going to want to get the ball to Mike Wallace.
Yeah, it could be a very interesting game. They could emphasize getting the ball to Mike Wallace. Right. We might, who knows, emphasize getting the ball to T.Y. Yeah. It's going to be one of those things. But I think the basic thing, they've got to run it better. 20 carries for 23 yards. We've got to run the ball as well as we did last week, right, and especially in short yardage situations. 6 of 10 on third down isn't bad.
Yeah,
we gave up 7 out of 13. You want to improve in that area a little bit. The takeaways we got to.
Yeah.
And the two we got were incredible.
Oh, huge. Timely. So timely.
Timely. The first drive.
Right.
And Toler played that ball about as well as you can play.
Couldn't play any better.
No. He'd shut off the receiver, turned. He was in great position to take it. He ran about 20 yards in the end zone trying to figure out
exactly
what he was going to do.
Gassed.
And then wound up, you know, with a penalty on the play. And then Twan's interception at the end of the game couldn't have been at a better spot or – as far as I'm concerned, a better guy.
Yeah.
Antoine, as you mentioned, he hadn't missed a start. And that kind of stuff gets missed.
Right. 81 straight games.
Yeah. I mean, the only other guy that comes jumps to mind, well, Reggie. Yeah. Reggie's right way up there. And there was a quarterback here before who didn't
miss
money.
But at that position, too.
Yes.
I mean, the safety position, such a physical spot. He's always playing in the box. It's just so impressive. The 81 straight games, longest in the league for any safety.
And there's a situation when you look at Antoine. He started a bunch of games that a lot of other safeties in this league wouldn't even address for. He plays hurt. He practices hurt. He's a leader, and people follow him. And LaRon's the same way.
Lastly, Bob, let's look at the Dolphins' defense. 6 sacks, as you mentioned, they had against Cleveland last week. They had three picks. Cameron Wake gets a lot of the attention. Like Dwayne Allen mentioned, there are dump trucks in the middle of that defense. Ellerby, Brent Grimes, Phillip Wheeler was their leading tackler, so they've added some guys in the offseason. This will be probably one of the better front sevens I think the Colts see all year.
Absolutely, and they're built to beat New England. Mm. That's their division. This is the year they feel like they can do it.
Right.
The start of their schedule is unbelievable. They played on the road last week. They're on the road this week. They come home to play Atlanta. They've got to go on the road again. They're 3 out of their first 4, and their 5th game is home with Baltimore. And they're all division champion possible teams.
Yeah.
And it's tough. They need this win real badly. They're going to come after it. There's no question about it. We need to protect the turf. And if we can do that, if we can come out of this thing 2-0, it puts us in real good position, and it puts Miami in real bad position.
So like Bob said, first time since 1992 that the Colts will start off with 2 home games. So we will be at Lucas Oil Sunday afternoon for a 1 p.m. kickoff. Again, Colts 1-0, as are the Dolphins. So you can listen to the game with Bob and Jim Sorgi and Matt Taylor on the sidelines on the Colts Vector and Radio Network. And for your post-game coverage, head to Colts.com right after the game for instant access and everything else you need. Wrapping up, hopefully a Colts victory over the Dolphins. So for Voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, I'm Colts.com writer Kevin Bowen. Thanks, guys. See you Sunday.